So we were at the Mishnah at the bottom of Zayin Amud Beis. Nishmat HaBarzel Mikatei VeHarak. So the case is as follows. Somebody is chopping down a tree with an axe, right? And a hatchet, and excuse me, the steel flies off the handle. Right, and
this is the classic case.
It's a very famous case. You'll see, it's a little complicated, right?
Isn't this the case in the Torah?
Yes. Yes, it is. Nishmat HaBarzel Mikatei VeHarag. The axe head flies off the handle and it kills someone. Rebbe Omer. Excuse me, Rebbe Omer ain't a goyla. He doesn't go into galus. Chamemrim goyla. He goes into galus. Min ha'etz ha'mitbakeya. What if instead of the axe falling off the handle, it sort of flies out of the tree as the tree is actually falling down? All right. Rebbe Omer goyla. So Rebbe says in that case he's actually goyla. And Chachamim say no, ain't a goyla. So we have two different cases. In one, Rebbe says he goes to galus, and that's the one the Chachamim say he doesn't. In one, Chachamim say it does, and that's the one the Rebbe says he doesn't. Right. So, this is actually a case, one of the cases mentioned in the Torah. Tanya Amar Lahem Rebbe Lachachamim. This is what Rebbe said to Chachamim. Vechinemar v'neshal ha-barzel mi'etzai. Does it say that the barzel, the steel, flew from its wood, meaning the handle? No. V'aloi lo nemar ela min ha'etz. No, it says from the wood, not from its wood. That implies that it's from a different wood, not the wood that belongs, so to speak, to the axe head, right? Ve'od, and also ne'emar eitz lemat ve'ne'emar eitz lemala. Here it says eitz, and there it says eitz. Ma eitz hamor lemala min ha'eitz hamitbakeya, af eitz hamor lemata min ha'eitz hamitbakeya. So the eitz lemata and the eitz lemala. The eitz lemata is us. V'nishal barzel min ha'eitz, and the eitz lemala is talking actually about a case of cutting down a tree. Right, according to Rashi. Okay. Amar Rav Chia Bar Ashi Amar Rav. So Rav Chia, son of Ashi, said the name of Rav. V'shnehem mikra echad darshu. They learned this. They learned their two different dinim from the same pasuk. Meaning, he had a disagreement about how to read a pasuk. Right. V'nashal ha'barazel mina eitz. Right. That's what the pasuk says. V'nashal ha'barazel mina eitz. The steel flew off the wood or the tree. Rebbe Sover, Yesh Eim Lamasaris, V'nishal Ksiv. Rebbe said that we focus on the Masaris, meaning we focus on the way it's written in the Torah. Right? And the way it's written in the Torah is V'nishal. It has a Yud in it. Right? V'Rabbanan Savri, and Rabbanan think, Yesh Eim Lamikra, we focus on the way it's actually read. Right? Meaning sometimes it's a Kriya Ksiv. So Rebbe is interested in the Ksiv and Chama interested in the Kri. Right? V'nashal, Karina. And we read, V'nashal. V'Rebbe, Yesh Eim L'Masaris, Yerle. Does Rebbe really think that we hold the Yesh Eim L'Masaris, that we hold that we're interested in the way it's written and not the way we read it? V'Amar Rav Yitzchak, V'Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Yitzchak, Sam Yosef said, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Rebbe, V'Rabbi Yehudem, Ben Roetz, Vebeshamai, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kiva, Kulus, Yerushalayim, Lemikra. Everybody thinks, all of these five people, Beshamai's person, not one person, all of these people think that we say Yerushalayim, Lemikra. We're more interested in how it's written than in how it's read, than how it's written. Haina Dekamrulahu, Ve'oid. So that's why Rebbe said the word to Chachamim, Ve'oid. And so apparently said to them, right? There's a second point that Rebbe makes, right? To prove that we're talking about the tree that's falling down and not about the wood that the axe head is attached to. And that point started off with the word ve'oid, right? So since that's why Rebbe needed that second point, because Rebbe doesn't really think Yashem L'Masaris. He really thinks Yashem L'Mikra. He thinks we really should focus on how it's read. The reason why he's making an exception here is because he has a Gzeira Shava, right? Amar of Papa. Papa said, "Man, deshada pisa ledikla, veasri tamri, Ve'azol tamri uktol banu lamachlekes de rabbi urerabanan. So the case is somebody who's throwing things into a date palm, right?
What?
He's throwing things at a date palm, a palm tree.
Oh, good.
Right, which has dates in it. He wants to get the dates. They're hard to climb a palm tree, so he's throwing things at the top of the tree, right? And in the process, one of the dates or something else falls on somebody's head and kills him. Yes, exactly. You're trying to get the soccer ball down from the roof.
Exactly.
The directly parallel case. So, right? Banu machlokes Rabbi Rabbanan. That is exactly the machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbanan. Pshita, that's obvious. Mahu desema. What would you have thought? Right? Meaning, who's saying what? Rabbi would say in that place, you're chayev, right? Because Rabbi holds if it falls off the tree, you're chayev.
Yeah.
You're chayev galus. Chachamim will say, you're not chayev, falls off the tree, and therefore you're not chayev in the case where something fell from the top of the date palm.
Okay.
Yeah? Therefore, right, so pshita, this is an obvious inference. Why is it that we feel the need to say that this is true? Right? You would have thought that even Rebbe would say in this case, remember, what happened? You threw something at the palm tree, and then something else fell on the guy's head. So that's called koach koichai. That's not a direct result of your actions, it's an indirect result of your actions.
Therefore you wouldn't be chayev.
Therefore you wouldn't be fired. Kamash milan. And you wouldn't be chayev. Kamash milan. Therefore we learn that for Rebbe, in such a case, you actually are chayev. Right? If something is an indirect result of your actions, you can go into galus. By the way, presumably you can also be chayev mitzvah if you did it deliberately. You'd have to be some sort of physics genius to do that deliberately, but theoretically, right? So, ela koyach koychel Rebbe hechi mishkachas. But in that case, what would Rebbe view as indirect causation? Right? Kigoin deshada pisa umachil agarma veazil garma umachichal kabasa veaser tamri veazol tamri uktol. So. He says he threw something at something and something and something, and at the end it gets to the top of the date palm, and then something falls from the date palm on somebody's head. Meaning it's more than one step in between.
Cool.
Right? That case, even Rebbe would say, is too indirect, and therefore you're not chayef. Everybody understood? Great. Okay. Hazarik even Rosh Hasharabim Behara Karezegah. Somebody who chucked a stone into Rosh Hasharabim and he killed someone, he goes into Galus. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov emir, im michshe yatzisa even miyadai hoitzi hala es reishoi vekibla hareze potter. If the person put out his head after you chucked the rock, right? Meaning you chucked the rock, a split second later he sticks out his head, and a split second after that he dies, then you're potter.
Okay. Wait, did the rock hit him?
Yes. It all happened very fast. You can imagine that, like some you know, like Matrix movie, right? The rock is traveling very, very slowly through the air, and then I don't know, Neo or something sticks out his head, and then the rock hits him, and he dies. Yeah, except when Neo doesn't die, but like sometimes I kind of wished he would. So
it's nice.
Ali, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Surely going into Galut is you'd want to go into Galut in these circumstances because otherwise you'll get killed by the God at that.
Remember, like I said, in any of these cases, you have to be done, is it closer to Anus or is it closer to Mazes? If it's on the Anus side of Shogeg, then the God is also not allowed to kill you.
Oh, okay. Fine. Cool. Is this hard to differentiate?
You have to start in each case, right? Okay. My guess is that in the case of the date palm, the Chachamim were saying it was more on the side of Anus than it was on the side of Mazes, but it's hard to predict that if you chuck something up into a date palm and somebody's walking underneath it, something falls on you and kills you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. So, Zarok is a even lechatzei river harag im yesh rishus l'nizak l'kas l'kanis l'sham goyle v'im la'vein a goyle sh'nemar v'yashar yavo esre'u bayar. So, if you throw a stone into your own chatzer, right, you throw a stone from your window into your backyard, and in the process, you kill someone by accident, right? So then, well, it depends. If you gave him permission to be there, then you could go into Galus. If you didn't give him permission to be there, then you wouldn't go into Galus. He's trespassing, right? Why? Because
you
the pasuk.
So what would happen if you
nothing. It's his fault.
Okay, fine.
It's his fault. He shouldn't have been there, right? V'asher yavo esre'eu bayar. Right? The pasuk says, or you encounter your fellow in the forest, just as a forest is some place where either the Nizak or the Mazik can be, so to any other place where the Nizak, the guy who was killed, and the murderer are both allowed to be.
Have we already quoted this passage? No?
Well, we quoted in the Brisa, yeah, on the previous Amud, but now this is in the Mishnah, right? Ooh, Yotza Chatzer Balabayis, so therefore the Chatzer of a chatzer which belongs to someone, a yard which belongs to someone, is not included in this din. Right? It's not somewhere where both of them are allowed to be. She'ein rishus l'nizak ulemazik l'kanes asham. Abba Shaul oimer. Abba Shaul says, ma'chat havas etzim rishus af kol rishus. Yatza ha'av ha'makes bnei v'arav aridez tamidai v'shliach bezdin. Abba Shaul says, just as chopping down a wood is something, wood is something which is optional, mutter, but optional, right? So too, you can be chayav golos for anything else which is an optional activity. So it does not include a father who is giving his son a smack, and apparently goes a little far, seriously, or a rov who is beating up his talmud, apparently not a great talmud, right? Or a shliach bezdin, who's doing it as Bezdin told him to do. In all those cases, he was doing a mitzvah, and therefore, even though he, you know, went very, 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 very wrong, he doesn't have to go into galus. Okay. You know? Okay.
But so if you suspect a guy of being Amalek and you kill him, then
whoopsies, it turns out he's Takar Kosher Yid. Awkward. Okay. Yes, since I don't know, maybe. Sorry, Chiyun. I would have to look into what reason you had for thinking he was Amalek. Okay. Sorry?
I don't think that's
an advantage. I'm not saying that counts as a good reason to clear someone Amalek.
It would work for like Haman. Didn't we say that Haman's Amalek is just
No, Haman Hagagi, the king of Amalek, was called Agag. Okay.
And Hitler?
The discussion for a different time.
Okay.
I don't think the Rav meant that Hitler was Amalek in the biological sense.
Okay.
Anyway, okay. The Rishus HaRabim, the Gemara says a question, the Rishus HaRabim, Meidinhu, if you chuck a rock into a public thoroughfare, and you kill someone, you're not shagig, you're amazed, or you're karev amazed, right? You were doing something, you were doing an extremely dangerous activity. Right? You're an idiot. Amar Rav Shmur Bar Yitzhak B'Soyseres Kosa. We're talking about somebody who's actually conducting a demolition. Right? So it's not Lagamri, his fault. No, you put up the cones and whatever, I don't know, whatever.
And wouldn't that be trespassing? If someone's in
No, he's on the public road, but like, you know, something fell or it went a little far or whatever, an accident happened. Accidents happen. Yeah. He should have been more careful, right? He should have been more careful there wasn't anybody near his wall when he was tearing it down. But so serious, closely, but like, no, he was doing it at night when there aren't so many people in the street, and therefore he had good reason to think it was safe. But Layla, Nami Bailey Uni. What are you talking about? It's a public street. He should have checked. I don't care if it's night or day. Right? There might be someone there. He should check. A very, very reasonable statement. But so serious case of Ashba. No. We're talking about the other side of he lives next to a rubbish dump. Right? And since he lives next to a rubbish dump, he really didn't think somebody would be there. Right? Hi Ashba Hikidami. What sort of rubbish dump are we talking about? The Gemara asks. Ishchichi barabim. If we're talking about a rubbish dump where there are, you know, gold diggers, basically, there are treasure hunters in this rubbish dump. That's actually real. There's a rubbish dump in Brazil which is like famous for the matadors who work there, and every single day they go through it to find the rubbish, to find all the valuable things that people have thrown out into the rubbish.
I think they're making a movie about it.
Oh, there you go. That I didn't know.
I don't know if it's the Brazilian one, but they're making a movie about it.
That I did not know, but okay. Hechidami. Ishchichi barabim. What?
No, you've got a family friend who goes into like rubbish dumps, and he like finds stuff and like fixes them up. And
that's disgusting. Ishchichi barabim pesheyahu. If we're talking about a rubbish dump where there are lots of people hunting around for stuff, right? He's still a pesheya. He still should have been more careful. Honestly, if it's a rubbish dump which is basically abandoned, and he's honest, how would he know that somebody's there then?
So what's the case?
There's no case of going to Golos? It's basically a question of Mara. Amra, Papa, Leitzricha, El, Ashba, Hasuya, Lifanis, Baba, Leila, Veina, Suya, Lifanis, Baba, Yoim, Veikri, Demikri, Vyasiv, Veishel, Lehavi, Deha, Ina, Suya, Lifanis, Baba, Yoim, Ones, Nami, Lehavi, Deha, Ika, Demikri, Vyasiv. Okay. The case is as follows. We're talking about a rubbish dump where people do their business during the day. They go there to go to the toilet during the day, but they don't usually do so at night. But sometimes somebody does, and then he tears down his wall at night. So on the one hand, he's not really amazed because there's almost never anybody there. But like every once in a while, there really is someone there, so he's not really honest either. So somewhere in the middle, he's a shy gig, so he goes into Galus.
Okay.
Okay? Cool.
What happens when the Gemara comes in? Twists these unrealistic cases just to fit it into.
I mean, I think it's they're trying to get to the principle. Okay. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Emer Rechule, so din of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said, right, that if he threw the rock and then somebody stuck out his head and then the rock hit him, meaning they stuck out their head after he'd thrown the rock, right, then he is potter from Galus.
Does this case now have to fit into the case we've just explained? But
No. It's going to be a different discussion. Tanu Rabbanan. I'd say, but you can imagine that you really would need a slow motion special effects to make it work. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan, Umatza, Prat le Mamsi es Atzmai. So, Umatza, right? Umatza es Re'eu. The point is, he encountered his fellow. So if his fellow encounters himself, so to speak, if he caused himself to be there, and he wasn't there when he started doing the action, when the guy, the murderer, started doing the action, then he's potter. It's not his fault. Right? Mikan Amar Rabbi Eliezer Akav. Because of this, Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov said, "Im Mishayat Saev and Miyadoi Hoytzi Alas Reshay Kibla Potter." That's why Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov said this din that we just read in the Mishnah. Okay, the Meimra, that is to say, the matzah mi kara mashma. That sounds like matzah means right from the beginning. Right from the beginning, he was there, and it's entire basically the fault of the Ritzeach, right? Veraminhi, we have a stira. Umatza prat le matsui. Matza, that's different to a matsui, something that was there right from the beginning. Matsui is obviously something that was right from the beginning, right? So it sounds like we're contradicting. Shaloi yimkor birachoik viyigol bekarov bera'a viyigol beyafe. So the pasuk says about. Just a second, I'll read the pasuk to you. My computer is taking a while. Right? So we're talking about a case where somebody sells his ancestral land in Eretz Yisrael. Remember that every family got allocated land in Eretz Yisrael. Right? And sometimes somebody they'll be very poor, they need the money, and said, "I'll sell the land." In such a case, they are entitled to buy the land back. And there are rules about how much they have to pay for it and so on and so forth, right? And if they don't, then their relative can. Right? So, umatza prat lematzoi, shelo yimkor berachak v'yigol bekarov, that he would not be moicher berachak v'yigol bekarov, meaning, I don't remember, I'm looking it up right now. I don't actually remember what that meant. Sorry. Just a minute. Apparently there's a reason why I don't remember it. Rashi's on the planet. Okay, so Begadol, if he was to sell it, right, if he was to sell it and then he was to buy it back using, I suppose, a closer relative, right? Or he was to sell it when it was very, very bad land, and he was then to buy it back when the person had worked on it and made it into a really nice land, right? Meaning he was to basically screw the person over, right? That doesn't work. So Amar Rava, in that case, that pasuk says prat lematzui. Right here, matzah is meaning matzui, right? So what's the difference? Amar Rava explains, Hacha Minyan Dekra, we learn it from the context in the pasuk. The Hasa Minyan Dekra, and there we also have the context in the pasuk. Hasa Minyan Dekra, Umatza, Dumyav De Vehisi Gaya Doi. Mahisi Gaya Doi Mehashta, Af Matza, Name Mehashta. Right? So there, it says Vehisi Gaya Doi, and he, got enough money in his hand to be able to buy back the field, right? just as the Hisigaya Dai, right, is we're talking about the value that it is now, so too Matzah means the value that it is now, right? We're not talking about massive changes. Here also Matzah has to be similar to the yar, to the forest. My yar midi de ise mi ikara, just as the forest didn't sprout in a second, it was always there. Right? Af Matzah. Therefore, he has to have been there right from the beginning, just like the forest that he's in. Okay? Hazarikas Evans, say somebody who throws a rock. Amar liha hu mi rabbanon le Rava. So, some Talmud, some person who was sitting in the yeshiva, said to Rava, Mimai de mechatavas eitzim derishus, dilma mechatavas eitzim desuka. How do you know we're talking about chopping down a tree, which is optional? Maybe we're talking about chopping down a tree to build a sukkah, which is not optional. Right? Something you have to do. And so the truth is, obviously, you don't have to do it because you can sit in somebody else's sukkah, You can build a sukkah without chopping down a tree. Da, da, da. But having said that, we usually assume that the things that are necessary for building a sukkah are obligatory, at least in the way that they are viewed with regard to other actions. It's sukkah in its own right, but fine. So maybe it's for cutting down trees to burn on the Mizbeach, which is also not optional. And even so, the Torah said that he should go into Golus. Meaning, how does Abba Shaul know that we're talking about only optional cutting down trees? Kevin de imatza chatov lav mitzvah. Hashtanami amar le kevin de imatza chatov lav mitzvah. Hashtanami lav mitzvah. So the answer that Rava gave was no. Since if he'd found trees that were already cut down, he wouldn't have had to cut down trees in either of those cases. So to hear, if he found trees that were already cut down, he would not have to cut them down. What? Yeah. In other words, there's no mitzvah per se to cut down trees. There's a mitzvah to find wood. So often that means you need to cut down a tree. But that's not the requirement. Right? Eisive Ravina la Rava. So Ravina responds to Rava. Yatza ha'ave ha'mekes b'nai. So this excludes a case of a father who's beating his son, or a son, or a rabbi who's beating his Talmud, or a shliach bezdin. Lema, kaiman de ilu gamir lav mitzvah, hashanami lav mitzvah. Wouldn't you say that the Rav, for example, who's beating his Talmud, right? Wouldn't you say that if the Talmud was a good Talmud and learnt really well, there would be no mitzvah to beat him? So too now, you wouldn't treat it as a mitzvah and he should go into Golus? Right, similar to somebody who's cutting down trees for a sukkah, right? It's similar logic, right? We said that he doesn't really have to cut down trees for a sukkah. It's just that sometimes you need to. So the Rav doesn't really have to beat his Talmud, it's just sometimes that's necessary. Right? Hasa mafal gav de gamir mitzvah. No, there is anyway a mitzvah. Even if he's a wonderful Talmud or he's a great son, it's still a mitzvah. Dechziv, as we said, Yaser bin Chava Yanichecha v'yitain ma'adanim la'ashecha. So the pasuk in Mishli basically says that if you beat up your son, he'll turn out right. Okay. Since we have that, it's still a mitzvah. Hadar Amar Rava, therefore Rava said, Lav milsehi de'amri v'arasher avoyes re'eyu bayar de'ibay ayil v'ibay loy ayil v'isal kadaitach mitzvah mi sagya de'loy ayil. Then Rava says, what I said didn't really make sense, right? Because it says, remember Rava said that there's no mitzvah to cut down trees, right? It's just that if, you know, you often need to, but if you don't need to, then that's great too.
And therefore you're always going to college.
Yes. So Rava says, and that's not what I said, it's not really true. It says, Vasher your voice, real we are, right? So just as a forest is a place that if you want to go to there, you can go to there, and if you don't want to, don't go. If you say there's a mitzvah to get wood, are you really allowed to not go into the forest to look for wood? Right? Amalei Rav Ada Barava la Rava. So Rav Ada Barava says to Rava, Kol hecha dechtiv asher dibayhu? Is it really true that when you say the word asher, it means it's optional? But Rava was medayek from the word asher in the pasuk, that it must be an optional entrance into the forest. In which case, right, what you'll say is the pasuk itself implies that it's optional. Right? It's not just saying that inherently cutting down wood is an optional activity. Right? That maybe is not such a good argument. It's saying that really, right, the point is that the pasuk implies it's optional. So Rav Ada Bar Ava says, well, that's not really true. Are you really sure that asher always means it's optional? Ela me'ata, right? we have our pasuk. It says, "V'isha sheri tama ve'lo yischata." A person who becomes tame and does not have para aduma water thrown at him to become tahor, right? That's what the pasuk says. Ibai mitma, ibai le mitma. Hemeis mitzvah deloy sagi delim and hachnami de pater. Right? So there, according to your logic, it should have said that if he wanted to become tame, he could become tame. And if he didn't want to become tame, he did not become tame. And then if he went to the Beit HaMikdash without having para aduma water thrown at him, he would be chayav kares. Yeah? Everybody following? That's the case in the pasuk. And we say, but wait, what about a meis mitzvah? So a meis mitzvah is the following. If somebody is walking along the road and he encounters a dead body, you're not meant to just leave it. You're meant to pick it up and take it to get a proper burial. Right? Inevitably, you become tamei meis. You have no option. Right? So are you still saying that in that case you would be patur, you would be allowed to enter the Beis Mikdash, or you wouldn't be chayav kares if you did enter the Beis Mikdash? No, you still need paraduma water thrown at you to be allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash. Right? So you see the word asher doesn't necessarily mean something optional. Right? So it says, Shaini Hasan Damakra, there it's different because we have a special pasuk, Tamei Yiyeh Mikol Makom. The pasuk says, Tamei Yiyeh Mikol Makom. Right? Rava responds that, really no. You would have said that. You would have said that if he became Tame in a way that was not optional, right, that he would be Potter on entering the Beis HaMikdash, he would not be Chayav Kares. But, as it happens, we have a special Xeris Kosov that case is different. Okay? Because of Tameiyeh, it doesn't matter whether he became a Tame in an optional fashion or he became Tame obligatorily, he's still Chayav. Okay.